Yeah, thanks, Brady. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, it's great to catch up with you too. It's the Redcliffe Centenary. I was looking forward to it this November. It's a very unique place in Victoria, Redcliffe, but obviously with COVID and everything else, you've had to put it back 12 months. But the good news is, Glenn, you've picked up a $10,000 federal government grant.
Yep. Well, it is a unique place. It's the best place. You know, I was born there, and, you know, that's very important to me.
But it's
a great place to live, and everybody that lives in Redcliffe would probably agree with me. You know, it is a lovely little town, but all jokes aside, it is a great little community, and we've been working very hard on our centenary. And yes, we've picked up a $10,000 grant from the federal government, and we're extremely pleased about that. It's going to be put to good use,
yep,
very good use, but it was going to be this year, but it looks like we're going to have to leave our celebrations until next year now because of COVID. And everybody understands we've also got funding from Mildura Rural City Council.
Yep.
And they've been advised, and we want to celebrate the centenary properly.
Exactly.
So we're just going to have to forget about a year, I think. We'll be celebrating, it'll be 101 years old when we get to celebrate, but it's like everything else. You know, we've had to miss out on so many events this year because of COVID. Everybody understands, but we still want to have that proper celebration.
Well, you've put it off till November 2022. Surely by then, Glenn, you'll be able to do exactly what you want to do.
Yeah, we're hoping so. We picked the November weekend, one, because the pumps started late October in 1920. And, so irrigation water was starting to flow and irrigate the properties. And so that's the appropriate time anyway, because
yep,
it's basically, while there was work clearing land, etc., the irrigation settlement began when they started to irrigate. You know, without the water, it wasn't happening. So so we wanted to celebrate around that time. And Melbourne Cup weekend is a good weekend. It's nice and warm in Mildura. You can do a lot of things. It's good for an outdoor event. You know, people aren't going to freeze. We can have things happening in the park late into the evening. Daylight saving. So there's plenty of daylight to do things. So that's why we chose that weekend. And going forward for next year, any other time of the year, if you look at, early January, February, it's hot.
Yep.
And we also want schools to participate, so it's hard to organise that early in the year.
Absolutely.
Easter, we don't want to clash with all the things that are on in Mildura. Like, Easter is very, very busy. And so we don't want to clash with what's happening at Easter. So once we get past Easter, the long weekend in November, or Melbourne Cup weekend, is really the best weekend where there's a holiday. You can stretch it out to 4 days.
Yep.
If you've got a little bit of warning. The weather should be good again, and it's around the right time to celebrate. So that's why we've gone for November.
It's
next year.
It's a unique town, Redcliffe. I remember when I was a young guy, Redcliffe was, way out at Redcliffe. Now it's, you live in Redcliffe, you work in Mildura, it's no big deal. But when I say unique, the soldiers' settlement, some of them houses still stand out in the township, Glen, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I know my family goes back to that early settlement. And, with my dad's uncles and father, etc., they were early settlers here. And my grandfather's, one of his houses is still standing, and that was built in the very early years.
Yep.
Doesn't look anything like it did then. It's been added on to and, renovated and all the rest. But there are a lot of the original houses still left. And I think there's still a couple of original families on the original properties.
Really?
And, yeah.
Gee.
Not the original settlers.
No, but
because there's nobody 120 out here. But yeah, the properties have stayed with the families, and you know, that'll be noted on the centenary weekend as part of the celebrations.
You also got Big Lizzie.
That's a great thing.
Yeah, it is a great thing. You also got Big Lizzie sits out there proud as punch as well. There's a fair history with Redcliffe and Big Lizzie. It's a quite a historic town, Glenn. There's been a lot more happening at Redcliffe than what people realise.
Well, Big Lizzie is just a legendary part of Redcliffe. And, you know, it came up through Owen to get to Redcliffe. And we've got family photographs of my grandmother and her mother beside Big Lizzie at Owen when it was on its way up here.
Yep.
And, you know, it was found in the late 60s, early 70s, when Redcliffe was looking, celebrating its Golden Jubilee, you know, 50 years.
Yep.
I think the late Ern Wolf, he found where it was. And, you know, down near Horsham. And, you know, they began work to get it back to Redcliffe. And, you know, it's an amazing piece of machinery. And, you know, very, very agricultural.
That's understating it, Glenn. Yes, it is very agricultural.
The concept and the way it worked, I think it did about 2 miles an hour or something. But there are quite a few people in Redcliffe from time to time have said, you know, particularly the steamies, that they'd like to get an engine back in it and get it going again. And not that it was a steam engine, but I'd just love to hear it go clomp, clomp, clomp with those sort of big feet that are on the wheels. Just to hear it go across the earth, you know. It just would have been an amazing sound. And to see something that big and, you know, just the way it's built, I think it'd be exceptional. And you look at the trailers, you know, it had two trailers on. So what's that make it? Not a B, double a B, triple.
B, triple, yeah.
And, you know, in the very early days. So, yeah, wouldn't it be fantastic to see it operate? It'll never happen.
It would be. I've never really thought about that, Glenn, but I think about the miniature railway system out of Redcliffe. That's one of the last small-gauge railway systems left in the land.
Yeah, and look, the volunteers out there, they also got a grant recently to do some work out there. What an exceptional group of people. And again, it comes back to people in our Redcliffe Township who really love and care for the community. And I can remember when I was a kid, you know, I was sitting in the park there just near the railway station, and we used to play on it. And for a group of enthusiasts and volunteers to actually get it going again.
Yeah.
And not only that, but actually put the railway line down and, you know, get the old Orimple station out there and to have it operating.
And open to the public, then.
Well, we're an extremely fortunate community to have something like that in a small town of a few thousand people.
Yeah.
Have something as amazing as that steam train. And a very great part of our history. You know, I think that it got to Redcliffe in about 1923, I think, from memory, and operated till about 1954. And there was a railway line running from the Pumps up Pumps Road, past where the high school is now, and beside the football ground up to the railway line to collect coal and take it back down to the Pumps.
Now, the Redcliffe Cricket Association, which obviously play in their own competitions throughout the summer, they're one of the oldest cricket associations in Victoria, through my research.
Yep.
It's an amazing town, Glenn.
Well, that's right. And you know, our footballers, they wanted to celebrate their centenary. All of those celebrations have sort of had to be put off a bit. But, you know, when you think about it and you know, you look at the people that have come out of this small town and off of the fruit properties, there's some amazing people. You know, Jenny Bannister, the designer. You look at, well, who you know extremely well, the Crump family.
The Crump family, yep.
They've been around since the year dot. And Phil, you know, brother, then you've got Jason, etc., and on it goes. You know, we've produced some amazing people in all sorts of walks of life, and right across, you know, out to Cardross and that area, got Greg Maynard, who ended up second in charge of the New York Stock Exchange. So, you know, there's some great achievers have come from our soldier settlers and their families.
And there's some well-known surnames out there, like yours, Milnes, there's the Beggs and Cramps, and the list goes on. I think it's going to be a fantastic celebration next November, Glenn. And I'm glad you've put it off that far so we can be out of this absolute spaghetti mess of COVID and give it the attention and celebrate it the way it deserves.
Yeah, and look, we want people to keep it in mind. And while we will have a little, we'll probably put up a movie on our Facebook page and web page to just celebrate the 100 years on the November weekend this year. But we really do want people to come and celebrate next year because it's good fun. Everybody will be ready for a bit of a party and have fun.
Absolutely.
But it's good for communities to get back together, to come home to Redcliffe and have a look what was here, have a look at, you know, what the soldier settlers did, because this is the most successful soldier settlement in the world, I think, and it's been hugely successful and still is, very productive, and the families that have stayed here and grown here, it's been a great place to grow up and live, and, you know, it's still got a huge, huge future and in this little corner of Victoria and Australia, so... you know, make sure that you get back home and visit it.
Absolutely, Glenn. I'm almost out of time. It's great that you're on the committee of it and helping steer it. I think it'll be a terrific long weekend next year. And yes, it can't be here quick enough. Thanks for your time this afternoon. You stay safe and COVID-free, Glenn, and we'll chat again soon.
Thanks, Damien. Much appreciated.